The Fear Index by Robert Harris. Read by Christian Rotzke. Chapter 1. Learn from me, if not by my precepts, at least by my example, how dangerous is the acquirement of knowledge, and how much happier that man is who believes his native town to be the world than he who aspires to become greater than his nature will allow. Mary Shelley, Frankenstein, 1818. Dr. Alexander Hoffman sat by the fire in his study in Geneva, a half-smoked cigar lying cold in the ashtray beside him, an angle-poised lamp pulled low over his shoulder, turning the pages of a first edition of The Expression of the Emotions in Man and Animals by Charles Darwin. The Victorian grandfather clock in the hall was striking midnight, but Hoffman did not hear it. Nor did he notice that the fire was almost out. All his formidable powers of attention were directed onto his book. He knew it had been published in London in 1872 by John Murray and Co., in an edition of 7,000 copies printed in 2 runs. He knew also that the second run had introduced a misprint, HTAT, on page 208. As the volume in his hands contained no such error, he presumed it must have come from the first run, thus greatly increasing its value. He turned it round and inspected the spine. The binding was in the original green cloth with gilt lettering, the spine ends only slightly frayed. It was what was known in the book trade as a fine copy, worth perhaps $15,000. He'd found it waiting for him when he returned home from his office that evening.